This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman and Construction work closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Pitcher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul on Fenster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
To you high school basketball fans, hello everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Mike Wick, and we are here at Fort Loramie. And we present Shelby County Athletic League Boys Action tonight, featuring the unbeaten Bodkins Trojans, 4-0 on the year, 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. I might add 2-0 in the MAC, having beaten two Midwest Athletic Conference opponents as well. Fort Loramie, 3-1 on the year, 2-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. This is a very important game tonight. Fort Loramie needs to win and hold home court. A win by Bodkins on the road here tonight would give the Trojans road triumphs in the Shelby County Athletic League against both Jackson Center and Fort Loramie. I'm so pleased to be joined here before our game tonight by Brett Meyer, longtime boys basketball coach at Bodkins. And we followed protocols. Brett is here because he's got a couple of sons who play, so he's entitled to be here. Jameson on the varsity. JJ got in six quarters tonight for the JVs and the freshmen. How about that, Brett?
Yeah, they put a lot of time in, so it's nice to see them get rewarded for the time that they put in. But a little nerve-wracking watching your own kids play, but hey, that's what it's all about.
Of the last four games here at Fort Loramie, Bodkins has won two. You were the head coach back in the 15-16 year when Bodkins beat Fort Loramie 47-33. What do you remember about that game?
That was one of our earlier games in the season. That was when we played them the first time, kind of like, you know, this year. We got off to a really good start that game. We did a lot of trapping and pressing, and we got a lot of easy baskets off that. So everything was going our way that night. It was a great win for our program because it was the first time I think we had won here in a long, long time.
Down through the years, Coach, you won a lot of big tournament games at Piqua. Highlight one or two.
Beat
Jackson Center one year.
Yeah, we beat Jackson Center when they were the one or two seed. We hit a three late in the game to win that one. There's another time we beat Jackson Center as well. We beat Fort Loramie the one year, but you know, there's many times when we got to the sectional finals and just couldn't get past that last game to get down to Dayton.
This year's edition of the Bodkins Trojans features a lot of senior leadership, including your son, an underclassman, who comes in off the bench, Jameson. But this Bodkins club is loaded. It's got size. It's got quickness. It's got three-point shooting. It's able to drive the basketball. Any weaknesses? Talk about this team.
Well, I would think the one thing that we lead in the league this year is probably our leadership as far as how long people have been playing. You know, we have a lot of kids like Zane Paul.
Sure.
He was starting as a freshman. Some of those kids, Tyler Free was starting as a freshman. Denton Holman started as a sophomore, I believe. So, I mean, they have definitely they have the advantage when it comes to that. And, you know, in my opinion, with Bodkins, if they can figure out, if they can keep that delicate inside-outside game, not rely on one too much compared to the other, and they put both of those together,
right,
they're going to be a very tough team to beat. Because you're right, they have 6'6", 6'4", 6'4", and they can all guard people, and that's, you don't see that very often.
Nope.
In a year like this. So
Brett Meyer, longtime Bodkins boys coach, our guest. Before the start of tonight's big Shelby County Athletic League game between Fort Loramie and Bodkins, Coach, the last 2 years, Bodkins won the opening game of the series between these two clubs. Last year, Fort Loramie won the last two, including the tournament game. They played really good, stingy, clamped-down defense, and the Redskins were able to force Bodkins out of its element in beating the Trojans in the second meeting 2 years ago and in the second and third meetings last year.
Well, even when you go back to that, the one year that in 15-16, Corey was the coach at that time, too. You know, I think it might have been his first or second year.
Right.
And Fort Loramie gets better as the season goes on. You know, I don't know if it's with the football season winding down and them getting their basketball legs, but, you know, when it comes down to the end of the season, Fort Loramie is always playing better offense, better defense, and they can shut people down there. You know, that's one of their things. They're usually really physical, so, you know, you have to be able to bang with them on the inside. And, you know, they cut down your angles, like you said before, Bakken's really, you know, they rely a lot on getting to the basket, getting in the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
That's really helped them the past couple of games, and that's what's, you know, been able for them to win is their free throw percentage. I don't want to jinx them or anything, but,
right,
you know, their free throw shooting has been really, really good.
Extremely well said about the growth of Fort Loramie clubs over the course of the season. That's certainly been a trademark of Corey Britton's teams. What do we look for in the first quarter of this game tonight? What's an indicator of how this game might go?
My indicator for this is, you know, Bodkins really likes to get up and down the floor, and I think Fort Loramie this year is probably going to try and keep it. Just looking at their scores,
right,
try to keep it loud a little bit, maybe not run with them, and a little more ball possession.
Right.
But Bodkins has also proven they can play that game as well, as far as, you know, not winning by, you know, scoring 60 or 70 points, you know.
Right.
Marion Loco wasn't a prime example of that. You know, that was a big physical type game, and I kind of think the same thing here. You know, if Bodkins comes out and hits a couple threes,
mm-hmm,
that allows Jacob Plyman to move around a little bit on the inside,
mm-hmm,
or get it to Jacob early and let him show his dominance like he did against the Minster the other night. I mean, so they could go either way with that, but that's what we're going to look for is the tempo. Who's going to have the tempo?
Or if Jameson Meyer comes in off the bench and hits a three-pointer from the first row.
He's been known to do that a couple times. Been known to do that. So, yeah, that would help the cause as well, yeah.
Brett Meyer, thanks so much for chatting with us here before the start of the big game tonight.
I do have three shout-outs, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We have Isla Fry, my mother-in-law, listening in La Pointe, Ohio. We got my sister listening in Sydney, Lisa Brady. And then our neighbor, Joel Cartwright, is retiring, just retired from Procter & Gamble. So we want to shout-out to him as well. I know he's listening tonight to the game.
Brett, thank you so, so much.
Jack, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Brett?
We appreciate what you do for Bakken's basketball.
Thank you. Brett Meyer, longtime boys basketball coach at Bakken's, our pregame guest tonight here from Fort Loramie as the Redskins take on the Trojans in what should be a mighty fine boys basketball game. Fort Loramie 3-1, 2-1 in the Shelby County League, as we noted. Bakken's 4-0, 2-0 in league play. Bakken's averaging 56 a game, giving up 46. Fort Loramie averaging 50, giving up 45. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Thank you, Locale. We could not have been conceived without your support and assistance from the get-go. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of that great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Online at osgoodbank.com. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. SecureCom online at securecom.com. Only one E in secure. SecureCom in Minster, the pros in protection. Osgood Bank and SecureCom, new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Bakken Trojans unbeaten, winning at Jackson Center 68-55, downing Anna on the road by a score of 63-47, or I should say that was at Bakken's. Defeated Marion Local at Maria Stein in Mercer County by a score of 42-30, and just Tuesday night went outside the league and topped Minster at Bakken's 56-52. Bakken's has beaten two SCAL opponents and two Midwest Athletic Conference opponents so far in going 4-0. For Fort Loramie, the Redskins won at Rushi to kick off the season on Friday, November 27th, 63-44. Then won over Jackson Center here, 36-31. Defeated New Knoxville at the Rangers Gym, 49-36. And were beaten on Tuesday by Anna, 70-52. Fort Loramie led by 12 with about a half minute to go in the second quarter. And then from then on, a 30-point swing in that game as the pendulum went in Anna's favor. Once down by a dozen late in the second, Anna won by 18, 70-52. Fort Loramie Redskins have been bitten by the injury bug. Nate Meyer, his shooting hand, he's got a couple of bad fingers. They're healing up. He was not quite himself against Anna on Tuesday. Nate is in the starting lineup. Grant Albers has been wearing a boot, suffered an ankle injury late in the game against Jackson Center. He will not go tonight. So when you talk about Nate Meyer and Grant Albers, that's two of the top eight in Fort Laramie's rotation. That's 25% of their eight-player rotation, and that has to handicap the Redskins in this game tonight against Botkins. Depth could be a factor for sure. Botkins Trojans on the road trying to win for the second time this year in the Shelby County League away from home, having beaten Jackson Center earlier in a game Chuck McBee and I covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute our Fort Laramie game sponsors. Thank you so much. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plum Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, as well as custom foam products in Fort Laramie. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere. Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. You know, need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the Botkins Trojans. Denton Holman, a 6'4 senior, averaging a couple of points a game. He starts at a power forward. Zane Paul in the backcourt, 5'11 senior, 7 a game. He teams up with Jaden Pretty at 16 points a game, a 5'10" senior. Along the front line, Carter Plyman, 6'4", sophomore, 7 a game, and brother Jacob Plyman, 17.5 a game, 6.5 rebounds per outing. He is a 6'6" junior. Third-year head coach Sean Powell, who is an outstanding high school and community college player, head coach at Botkins, year number 3 for him. Corey Britton, year 7 at the helm of the Fort Laramie Redskins. And Caleb Maurer will get the starting call, a 6-foot sophomore. Caleb Meyer, a 6'2 senior. Nate Meyer will start, we understand. Nate, a 6-foot senior, suffered a hamstring injury during the football season. Did eventually recover from that after the football season was over, but has hurt his shooting hand. He's had a couple of fingers splinted up for the last couple of weeks. But Nate will start, 6-foot senior. Colin Moore, 6-foot senior, quarterback of the football team, in the opening lineup again tonight for the second straight game. And Nolan Burning, a 5'11 senior out front. Fort Laramie Redskins have historically, under head coach Corey Britton, had as many as 4 players push 10 points a game, maybe average just above 10 by the season's end. but rarely has Coach Britton had somebody pushing 20. Although you may recall a few years ago that very good Fort Laramie team, which did advance all the way to the regional semifinals, had a couple of dynamite players. Braun was a prolific three-point shooter, but Fort Laramie's trademark the last two seasons, a number of players pushing 10 points a game, just under, just above. Caleb Maurer for Fort Laramie, averaging 11.5. He's got the potential to average, certainly in the teens. Quite a talent is Caleb Maurer. So it's Caleb Maurer, Caleb Meyer, and Nate Meyer. Will try to keep them straight for you for Fort Laramie. Redskins in the loss to Anna got 9 points from Caleb Maurer. Nolan Burning pumped in 9. Very good game. Elaine Frilling off the bench with a dozen in that contest. Here we go. Botkins in the road black. Black numbers outlined in gold. Gold Botkins across the chest. They've got the ball forecourt right. It's Pretty in the corner. Pretty dumps it down inside for Jacob Lyman. Oh, a good tip away, but Colin Moore into the hands of Caleb Meyer. Down the floor to Caleb Maurer. Baseline left. 10-footer fadeaway strong. Rebound Botkins. Botkins on the attack. Pretty. Right corner, Paul. He takes a jab step to the left. Swish on a three-pointer by Paul of Botkins. 3-0 in favor of the Trojans. 7:18 left here in the first. Caleb Meyer, head of the key, gives it up high left to Nate Meyer. Nate is more or less, in my thinking, assuming that role of Nick Brandewey from a year ago. Redskins need Nate Meyer out there. Baseline right, Burning, crowded, can't shoot. Goes on the arc to Colin Moore. Line drive, three ball, hits the rim, skids off. Rebound, Botkins. Four court right, Jaden Pretty. Shake and bake into the lane. Dumps it off into the left corner to Homan. Homan on top to Carter Plyman. Out of Paul, who resets. 6:41 to go in the first. We've got a great listening audience tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Trojans whip it around top of the circle. Pretty left corner, dives into the lane, push shot, one-hander, eight-footer, danced all around the rim, and it dropped through. Soft touch. Feather-like short jumper from Pretty of Botkins, which leads 5-0. 6:08 to go, first quarter. Nate Meyer, far left side, with the ball for Fort Laramie. Cross court to Burning. Gets a screen from Nate. Skip pass. Left corner of the floor to Caleb Maurer. Now to Nate Meyer, head of the key. Burning, guarded closely by Paul, tries to shake him. Can't. Gives it up to Colin Moore. Very good defense by Botkins. Plyman guarding Colin Moore. Interestingly, for Botkins, it's Carter Plyman on Nate Meyer. And left open is Nate Meyer. Look out. He sinks a triple, a 24-footer. Carter Plyman sagged off. Nate made him pay. 5-3. Two-point lead, Botkins. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Again, I'll mention Nate Meyer, an important cog for this Fort Laramie team. Didn't have a shooting touch, favoring that hand against Anna. But he's rifled in his first three ball tonight. Here's Botkins in the half court to her right. Good defense by Fort Laramie. Botkins fumbles the basketball out of bounds, and the Redskins regain it, down by a bucket with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Last year in the tournament, this Fort Laramie team beat Botkins 49-35. The two teams split in the regular season 2 years ago. Zane Paul made a mid-court shot here at Fort Laramie. Botkins won on the road. Fort Laramie returned the favor 2 years ago at Botkins. Here's Colin Moore with the ball high right for Fort Laramie. On a weave to Caleb Maurer. Here's Meyer with it. Guarding him closer now is Carter Plyman. Burning's got it. Left flank, long three-pointer, fadeaway shot. Rattled out, no good. Long rebound ricochets to Nate Meyer. Fort Laramie retains the ball. 5-3 Botkins. 4:25 left first quarter. The scoring and pace of this game likened by Fort Laramie. There's a bounce pass left corner off the leg of a Botkins player.
Jamison Meyer and Dylan Topp check in for Detroit.
Dylan Topp, 6'3 junior, on the floor for Denton Holman of Botkins. In the left corner, it is Burning, lobbing out back to Nate Meyer. He looks inside for the cutter, no one home. Goes left corner to Colin Moore. He jacks up a three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound juggled by Botkins, out of bounds. Guess what? Fort Loramie's got it again. All the way down to 4:12 to go in the first quarter, 5-3 Botkins. Lobbing in is Burning, out near midcourt to Nate Meyer. Into the right corner, it goes to Colin Moore. Beneath the backboard, he tries to make a cross-court pass, and Jamison Meyer is checked in for Botkins, picked it off. Up the floor to Carter Plyman. Bullseye on a triple. Carter Plyman got the ball, chest high, let it fly, in it went. 8-3 Botkins, 3:48 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie zipping down the floor, Caleb Meyer. On top to Maurer in the lane. His one-hander, a leaner, soft touch. Yes. Floater by Fort Loramie. Good. 8-5. Botkins up three. 3.5 to go first quarter. Here's Jaden Pretty at the elbow on the right. 16-footer for Botkins. Strong rebound, Fort Loramie. Colin Moore outlet to Nate Meyer. Nate looks for a slasher into the lane. Can't find him. Then gives it up on the arc to Burning. Burning down the right side. Flips it back out to Colin Moore. Colin's gotten his shots already, two of them. Botkins not paying close attention to him. Deep in the left corner, Caleb Maurer is hounded by two Botkins players, and the Trojans steal it. Down the floor to Pretty. Jab step to the right. Gives it up to Carter Plyman. Left wing, long three-pointer, a little heavy on the shot. Rebound fadeaway, Jacob Plyman, his brother, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor to Nate Meyer. Nate twisting, turning in the lane, missed it. Caleb Meyer couldn't get the stick back. Long board to Fort Loramie, though. On the arc, it's Burning. 2:35 left here in the first. 8-5, Botkins up three. Here's Caleb Maurer, picked up by Jamison Meyer, who's in for Botkins. Ball thrown to Caleb Meyer at the foul line. Good look from 14. Ooh, short. Hit the front rim. Rebound Botkins. Jamison Meyer, 5'9 junior, up the floor in a weave. Fort Loramie's got to find him. He will shoot it from anywhere. Here's Jaden Pretty. Oh, good shake and bake move. Below the backboard, hands off to Jacob Plyman. Power move is good, and a foul against Fort Loramie. Well, Jaden Pretty for Botkins set it all up. He got down inside the teeth of the Botkins defense and fed 6'6 teammate Jacob Plyman, who laid it through off the window, was fouled as he scored, and Botkins is up 5, 10-5, 2 minutes left, opening period. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi game sponsors, and they include Francis Schulze and Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, Inc., along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Big savings right now at the Jewelry Barn, all the way out to December 24. Savings on everything in the store, 15 to 50% off. Take advantage of the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Burning flips a pass cross court to Caleb Meyer, who misfires a three. Rebound Botkins. Trojans almost lose it in the corner. It's tipped away. Jacob Plyman gets it back. Spin move, baseline left, in off the backboard. Jacob Plyman going to work. Two straight field goals for him. And Botkins is streaked to an 8-point advantage, 13-5. 1:10 left in the opening quarter. Burning down the floor for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Caleb Meyer, baseline right. Cross court to Caleb Maurer. Maurer jumping, shooting a triple. Bingo! He's got it. Caleb Maurer from downtown. Zane Paul guarded him well. There was a hand in the face of Maurer, but he still floated one through. 13-8. Botkins up five. 44 ticks left on the clock. First quarter of play. Dribbling out near midcourt is Zane Paul. Continues to bounce. Getting instructions from third-year head coach Sean Powell. Scoreboard clock reached 27, 26, 25 seconds to go. Opening quarter, Botkins has led from the get-go. Down to 15, 14, burning about six steps off of Zane Paul. Let's see if the ball winds up in the hands of Jamison Meyer. Paul veers off into the right corner. He's guarded very closely. He's crowded. Loose ball, deflected, stolen by Fort Loramie with 0.3 seconds to go in the first. That play got blown up by stellar Fort Loramie defense. We've got eight players in backcourt. Fort Loramie's got to go the length, 0.3 seconds. Botkins up 5, 13-8. Long heave down the floor. Quarter comes to a finish. Botkins 13, Fort Loramie 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie. Redskins trail the Trojans by 5, 13-8 after a quarter. Cleanly played first period, just one foul called. Very few turnovers. Botkins with a hot shooting start. Here is Fort Loramie with possession, top of the circle to begin the second period. And Caleb Meyer is jostled a little bit by Carter Kleiman. Foul called. That's one on each team. In the way of three-pointers in that first quarter, Mike, what do we have? One, two for...
Yeah, two for Botkins. And also two for Loramie.
Four three-pointers in that opening stanza. A couple for each club. Fort Loramie attacking. Devin Ratterman's on the floor now for the Redskins. Devin is a 5'10" senior. Nate Meyer between the circles. Veers off to the left, picks up his dribble. Colin Moore comes out to catch. This Fort Loramie team smaller than Botkins. Height advantage to the Trojans, as we noted when introducing to you our lineups before the game started. Well, we run a minute off the clock to begin the second canto, and Fort Loramie is milking it. Here's Devin Ratterman deep in the left corner. Bounce pass to the cutter. Nate Meyer picked up by Pretty. Cross court to Caleb Maurer. On top, Caleb Meyer. High right. Swish! A triple. That's the fifth three-pointer of this game. Great ball movement by Fort Loramie. A lot of patience. Redskins earned those three. Here's Zane Paul down the floor for Botkins. Top of the circle, Jamison Meyer. 13-11. Botkins up two. Meyer baseline right. Oh, hits the cutter down the middle. Jacob Kleiman, what a dish by Jamison Meyer. Kleiman on the finish. Third field goal around the rim by him. The big 6'6", Jacob Kleiman, has continued to improve each year. Outstanding effort by Jacob. He was hacked on the arm as he laid it through. Kleiman, a 6'6" junior. Jamison Meyer set that up with penetration along the baseline, attracted two white shirts, made the assist. The free throw by Playman is no good, a little lengthy. Rebound Fort Loramie, down four are the Redskins, 15-11, 6:27 to go here in the second quarter. Very important SCAL game tonight. Botkins looking for its second win on the road against one of the heavyweights in the Shelby County League, having beaten Jackson Center already. Here's a pass by Colin Moore out high. Tried to find a cutter below the basket. A lot of traffic. The ball was airmailed out of bounds. Turnover, Redskins. 2 minutes gone. Quarter number two. Pretty up and over the timeline for Botkins. Outside the arc on the left. It goes to Carter Kleiman. Dumps it foul line to Denton Holman. Holman high post on the arc to Pretty. Gets a screen from Holman. Holman rolls, nothing there. Now Zane Paul on the weave, 25 feet away. Baseline left, it's Holman going to work on Caleb Meyer. Might have gotten away with a walk. Threw it off the beneath side of the glass. Great defense by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins come away with it. Caleb Meyer down the floor on the arc to Devin Ratterman. A three-pointer here would cut the Botkins lead to one. Deep in the right corner, it is Caleb Maurer on top, Nate Meyer. Near side, Caleb Meyer shooting for his second straight three. Short, caromed off the rim, out of bounds in the corner. Botkins up four, 5:21 left in the opening period. Jacob Plyman got a spell. He is back on the floor now for St. Paul. And Lane Frilling in for the first time for Fort Loramie, the 6'3 junior, played very well against Anna on Tuesday. Devin Ratterman sits down. Clock winding down toward the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Botkins 15, Fort Loramie 11. Dylan Topp on the floor now for Botkins. Goes cross-court to Jaden Pretty. Ball lobbed out to the timeline, and Botkins can't recover it. It goes over and back. Fort Loramie's sticky defense caused it.
That was good defense.
It indeed was. Fort Loramie, as Brett Meyer said in our pregame, Brett, the longtime boys coach before Sean Powell here at Botkins, noted that one thing about Fort Loramie that is a staple, solid D, and the Redskins get better and better, both offensively and defensively, as the season progresses. But as the Shelby County League schedule goes this year, the stronger clubs, with the exception of Fairlawn, meet head-on early. Oh, look at that play by Fort Loramie. Outstanding give-and-go down the lane on the finish with the left hand. It's Caleb Maurer, and he's bumped as he scores. 15-13, Botkins, and Caleb Maurer is at the stripe. Chance for a three-point play here.
Caleb Maurer.
Makes this, so it comes within one.
Free throw by Caleb Maurer is perfect. 15-14, Botkins by a point. Trojans bring it down to the right. Botkins going left to right on your radio dial or on your phone. Scoresbroadcast.com, the radio on your handheld device or computer. Outside the arc, near side, Carter Plyman, now Jaden Pretty. Fort Loramie trying hard to cut down the penetration of Pretty. Oh, being doubled down inside is Plyman. He senses that and feeds a teammate. Layup is good by Holman. Jacob Plyman was pinched by two players. He knew a teammate was open. It was Holman. Opposite side of the rim. He scores the easy one. Botkins up three. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter. Burning 25 feet away, being muscled by the defender. Dylan Topp on the arc. Baseline left, it's Nate Meyer. Here's a wing jumper by Nate Meyer. It bounces off the iron. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by Botkins. This Botkins team has Denton Holman at 6'4", Dylan Topp at 6'3" off the bench. Carter Plyman, a 6'4" starter. Jacob Plyman at 6'6". Here is Fort Loramie inbounding right in front. Short shot misses, in and out. Tough break. Rebound Botkins. Quick three right side. Jacob Plyman. That was from long distance by the big man. A little lengthy on the shot. And then Fort Loramie swings it down the floor in a hurry. And Botkins deflects out of bounds. You know, the holidays are a wonderful time of the year, but also hectic. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money. And spend more time for yourself enjoying the holidays. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more info, visit osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Caleb Maurer at the elbow on the left for Fort Loramie, which is down three. Ball thrown to Burning, the cutter in the lane. Flyer off to the left, no good. Fine look by Burning. He just steered it a little bit to the left side. Zane Paul quickly forecourt for Bodkins. Air ball to three, didn't hit the rim, sailed much too long, hit the glass into the lap of a Fort Loramie player, and the Redskins bring it down. That shot by Paul was as good as a turnover. Here is a turnover by Fort Loramie. Steal by Bodkins, down the floor to Paul. Off to the trailer, Jacob Plyman. Oh, he missed a bunny right in front. Rebound Fort Loramie, stolen back by Bodkins. Baseline left to travel against the Trojans. Fast and furious action. And Bodkins' lead remains 3-17-14, 2:14 left in the second quarter.
But that was the right call.
Oh, yeah, sure
he
was.
He definitely shuffled.
Uh-huh. Boy, Jacob Plyman missed a point blanker. He'll make it 99% of the time. Right side of the floor, Fort Loramie. Backpedaling is Nate Meyer, or I should say Caleb Meyer. Misfires on the three, and then Caleb Meyer hustles down the floor and makes an intercept of a long heave by Bodkins, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here with a minute 54 to go in the second, and Bodkins up 3-17-14. You know, at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, you buy furniture with assistance from family. You see, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Phone 937-492-6730. Arrange your visit with our furniture and design experts at Goffney in Sydney. Our spacious showroom offers high-quality furniture, some of everything. Sofas and sectionals, beds and mattresses, chairs and recliners, furniture for every room, bar stools, kitchen tables, servers, sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. For nearly eight decades, the Goffney family has perfected the best furniture, mattresses, and home decor destination around. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery to 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has got you covered. Here is Fort Loramie attacking to our left. Nate Meyer open from 16. Fadeaway shot short. Long rebound ricochets to Caleb Meyer, though. A minute 23 left in the second. Bodkins up 3-17-14. Fort Loramie is not led. Bodkins can't pull away. Lane Frilling, open look. Outside the arc on the left. Got the feed from Nate Meyer. Rim the shot, and Bodkins has got the board. Here's a lob down inside to Jacob Plyman. He's got Caleb Maurer pinned. That's a mismatch. Up and good. Jacob Plyman, Mike, with what, at least four field goals?
He's got four plus a free throw.
50 seconds left in the first half of this game. Fort Loramie down five to Bodkins. Over the timeline, Nolan Burning down the left side. Tries to shake Jamison Meyer. Gives it up to Nate Meyer. Straight away, Lane Frilling. Frilling puts it on the deck. Almost walked, staggers, gives it up between the rings to Nate Meyer. Outside the arc on the right, it's Caleb Meyer. Oh, what a defensive play by Bodkins. Reaching into his home and to spike the ball up in the air. Quickly down the floor comes Zane Paul. Long trifecta, rattled out. Rebound, poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Pretty will throw in for Bodkins beneath the rim to the right. 19.7 left of the half. Bodkins up five. Big possession here. A three-pointer. We give Bodkins an eight-point spread at the break. Zane Paul out near center circle. Picked up by Burning. Hand off to Pretty. 12, 11, 10 to go. 19-14 Bodkins. Trojans have shown this year they can play at virtually every pace, high scoring, low scoring. Here's Pretty diving into the lane, makes a very hasty bounce pass. It goes astray, out of bounds. Turnover. 9/10 of a tick to go in the first half. Fort Loramie's got to go the length. Redskins defense have kept them in this game. Bodkins limited to 19 here in the first two quarters. Ball thrown into Caleb Maurer. There's a long 70-foot heave off to the left, and the first half finishes. The Bodkin Trojans 4-0, unbeaten on the year. 2-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. 5-point advantage for Bodkins over Fort Loramie. Redskins coming in 3-1 overall, 2-1 in the SCAL. Very good first half, nothing decided. Fort Loramie within striking distance, low scoring tilt. In the past few seasons, that's favored Fort Loramie in this rivalry. But this Bodkins team has shown this year so far it can adjust and play any way you'd like to play them. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. We will take our radio station break. So hang on, board operator Derek, back at WMVR. Bodkins 19, Fort Loramie 14. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
The Fort Loramie Pep Band striking up in the background here at the Redskins gym. This Fort Loramie gym seats 2,300. So the max allowed here in the gymnasium tonight would be 300. Max of 300 or 15% of your capacity. And I would say there are a full 300 here tonight. Pep Band makes it sound like there might be 1,000 here, but that's not the case. Good ball game, though. 19-14, Bodkins by 5 over Fort Loramie. Bodkins led 13-8 after one. Each team scored 6 in a very low-scoring second quarter. Our halftime report with Mike Wick, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Mike?
Thanks, Jack.
Well, we're going to run down the scores for the Fort Laramie. I'm going to put them up on the board first. Caleb Mowers leading with 8 points. He's got a three, a couple twos, and a free throw. The other points are three-pointers. Caleb Meyer with one. Nate Meyer with one. Gives Vikings total of three 3-point plays in that half. Switch over the book to Vikings side. Got Denton Holman with two. Zane Paul with a three-pointer. Jaden Pretty with a two. Carter Plyman with a three. And the leading scorer would be Jacob Plyman with nine.
Trojans up five, had a chance to extend it to 7 or 8 with a late second quarter possession. Fort Laramie's defense denied Bodkins. Thus, we have a 5-point game at the halftime intermission. Bodkins 19, Fort Laramie 14. 5-point lead Trojans. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick here at Fort Laramie. Bodkins 19, Fort Laramie 14 at intermission. Local Equipment at Jackson Center underwrites our student-athlete spotlight segment here at the break. Local promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 14 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Tonight we talk about a couple of cheerleaders, two outstanding student-athletes, Haley Wolf of Fort Laramie, senior cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Stacy and Brian. She is the field commander for the marching band at Fort Laramie. She plays clarinet, active in mathlete, Spanish club, undecided about the college choice. She will study animal science. For Bodkins, it's Meg Russell, senior, 4.0 GPA, daughter of Mark and Holly, takes part in choir, 4-H volleyball, FFA, CYO, also undecided about her school choice, and she will pursue special education. These two young ladies under the spotlight tonight, thanks to Local Equipment at Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com without the support and assistance way back in 2006 and 7 from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Good junior varsity game here tonight. Fort Laramie pulled away to win it late. Varsity tilt as Bodkins in the lead by 5, 19-14. 7 turnovers from the Trojans, helping Fort Laramie stay in it within 5 as Bodkins has had 7 trips down the floor, empty, having turned the ball over. Fort Laramie's very stingy defense triggering the miscues by the Trojans. You know, many schools and colleges, government agencies, and public utilities, plus healthcare and high-tech organizations, all have something in common: a unified security management system created by SecureCom in Minster. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm does it all. At SecureComm, we know most people have common knowledge about various security programs. But leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years and years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at SecureComm.com. That's SecureComm.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection. Well, here we go. We start quarter number three. Bodkin's possession. Trojans up five. And Jaden Pretty's got the ball outside the arc of the left. Goes to Denton Holman. Foul line extended. Mid post to Jacob Plyman. Squares against Nate Meyer. That's a mismatch. Jacob Plyman had him back down deep. Meyer was almost below the net. Easy 2 points for Jacob Plyman. He's ruled the roost in the paint tonight. Five field goals for him. All of them virtually chippies. And Bodkin's is up 7, 21-14. 40 seconds gone, third quarter. Nate Meyer's got the ball 25 feet away. On top to Colin Moore. Colin Moore looks for a cutter. Uh-oh, we've got a screen set by Fort Loramie away from the ball. It was not stationary. This very good officiating crew picked it out, tooted the whistle, and that goes down as a turnover for Fort Loramie.
That was Nolan Burning picking up his second foul.
50 seconds gone in the third. Bodkin's up seven now, trying to widen it further. Here's Zane Paul against Burning, 25 feet away. Gives it up to Carter Plyman, now Pretty in the corner. Fort Loramie's done a pretty good job slowing down the penetration of Pretty. From the left corner, Carter Plyman tries to dump it down to Jacob Plyman. It's a poor pass off the hands of the receiver, who lunged for it, out of bounds. Another miscue, Bodkin's. Fort Loramie's got it back. 7-point game. That's just three threes from the lead for Fort Loramie, but Bodkin's defense has been mighty rugged. Only 14 points by Fort Loramie in nearly, well, count it, 8 plus 8 plus a minute and a half into the third. 17 and a half minutes and just 14 points on the board for the Redskins. Bodkin's defense has had them stymied. Here's Colin Moore with a high screen. 18-foot jump shot. Caleb Meyer behind the foul stripe. No, off to the right. Rebound Bodkin's. Jaden Pretty on his horse down to Paul in the corner. Picked up by Burning. 7-point lead Bodkin's. 6:15 to go here in the third. Now Pretty backs it out. Jaden picked up by Caleb Maurer. Left side pass Carter Plyman. To Paul, to Pretty, deep in the right corner. Tries to maneuver. They continue to look inside for Jacob Plyman. And we've got a moving screen. A little aggressive down inside was Jacob Plyman, I think.
That is correct.
Number one on him. Each team with an unstationary screen to start the third quarter. And Fort Loramie brings it down the court behind the 7, 21-14, 5:48 left. In the third stanza, midcourt with the ball, it's Burning for Fort Loramie. Glides to the left, gives it on the arc to Caleb Maurer to the foul line. Fadeaway shot, rim, backboard, and it trickles through. Kurt Blunk, he's got it. 21-16, Bodkin's by five. Backing down low, Denton Holman with the ball for Bodkin's. Jacob Plyman out just briefly. On the arc to Zane Paul, look out, three-pointer, he buried it. Zane Paul from distance. Bodkin's biggest lead, 8, 24-16. Long throw down the floor to Colin Moore. Against Holman, to the rim, left it short. Shot was partially blocked. Redskins thought there was a foul, no call. Loose ball, Fort Loramie. Redskins have it, bad pass. Paul picks it off. Up the floor to a teammate, through traffic, knocked out by Fort Loramie. Big sequence right there in this game. 8-point lead, Bodkin's. Redskins bench not pleased. No foul was called when Colin Moore took it strong to the rim. Looked like pretty good defense up high. Might have been somebody down low. Here's Jamison Meyer on the arc for Botkins. To Jaden Pretty. Slicing into the lane. Acrobatic shot from down around his knees. Left it short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Nate Meyer. 4:40 left in the third. Nate swings it baseline right to Caleb Maurer. On top to Burning. Into the lane. Baseline left, Colin Moore. A look from 16, short. Loose ball, rebound, Nate Burning, up and in. Nate Burning scooped it up off the hardwood. And he drops in a bucket to make it 24-18, Botkins by six. Nolan Burning. Did I say Burning?
You said Nate.
I said Nate Burning? I'm sorry, I got my ends mixed up. Thanks for correcting me, Mike. Nolan Burning got the two-pointer. Botkins down low. Jacob Plyman hooked away by Fort Loramie. Good steal. Colin Moore up to Nate Burning. Batted by Botkins. Fort Loramie gets it back. Baseline right. Nate Meyer into the lane. Off balance. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound Botkins. 6-point lead Botkins. 3:46 to go in the third.
You feel that tempo picking up in the second half.
Cross court, Jamison Meyer. Good weave down inside to Jacob Plyman. Left hand off the window. Got it for two. Sixth field goal by Jacob Plyman. If you strung them all together, they might not measure 20 feet. He's had 6 3-footers. Here's Colin Moore, baseline left for Fort Loramie. Crowded, gives it to Caleb Maurer. Elbow jumper, rimmed and came off. Rebound Botkins, up 8. 3:14 to go in the third. Here's Jamison Meyer for a triple. Little heavy, weak side rebound though. Taken down by Botkins. On the arc, Jacob Plyman tries a tray. Big timer from way out, way short. And the Fort Loramie player, Caleb Maurer, is undercut on the rebound. 3:03 to go here in the third. Botkins matching its biggest lead, 26-18. We'll take a break. Timeout called. Botkins ahead by 8. 5 minutes gone, second half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Redskins have the basketball behind by 8. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Botkins has had a couple chances to push it to 10 or 11. Couldn't do it. Here's Fort Loramie skipping it cross court to Nate Meyer. Back to the near side. The lane thrilling. Jamison Meyer for Botkins nearly came away with a theft. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie in the corner. Redskins behind by 8. Final 2:41 of the third quarter. Here's Nolan Burning inbounding. Baseline nearly in the corner of the court. Throws it over the timeline. It's traced down on the play by Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Nate Meyer, Nolan Burning. Burning with a runner. Stepped inside the free throw line and sinks it. Nice play. Nolan Burning took advantage of the opening. Here's Jaden Pretty catching left corner all the way to the rim. Throws it out back on the arc to Jamison Meyer. His three ball is shy. Hit the front rim. Then the glass came off to Caleb Meyer. Fort Loramie down 6. 2:12 to go in the third. Deep right corner Frilling. Tries to go to the cutter. Nate Meyer passes off into the hands of Botkins. Pretty on the run out. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Loose ball, right corner. Redskins have got it. Nearly a walk. Not called. Here's Fort Loramie with a leak out player at the other end. It's Nate Meyer in for the gimme. Good. 26-22. Botkins up four. Four straight for the Redskins. Minute 45 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Well, I apologize to our folks at the station. We missed our top of the hour station break. I guess we could take it late. We'll break for several seconds. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins up by four over Fort Loramie. This is scoresbroadcast.com. S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Colin Moore re-enters the game for the Redskins. Taking the place of 90-minute thriller.
1 minute, 33 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Botkins just turned it over with a travel violation. And now Fort Loramie can shave this Botkins lead further down to one or two. It's a four-point advantage, Trojans. Nathan Myers got the ball outside the arc on the right, straight away to Colin Moore. Moore swings a pass, baseline left, behind Caleb Meyer, out of bounds, a turnover at each end. 1:16 left in the third, 26-22 Botkins. Botkins was up five at the half, 19-14. So it's an 8-7 Fort Loramie, one-point leader in the third quarter. Low-scoring tilt. The winner might be hard-pressed to get to 40. Deep in the right corner, Jamison Meyer for Botkins. Goes into the top of the key. Jumps and shoots from 18. Off the ring. Rebound glanced into the hands of Nolan Burning of Fort Loramie. Botkins empty trips about four straight times down the court. Long three by Burning. Left open. Short. Weak side rebound, Jaden Pretty. 38 seconds to go in the third. Pretty head of the key. Slides into the lane. Leaves it to Zane Paul. Fades and shoots a three over Colin Moore. Little heavy on the shot. Rebound Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Two on one to Moore. Layup. Oh, it rolled off. Looked like it was going in. Botkins got the board. 20 seconds left in the period. Paul left open. Shot fake. Hooks a pass out on top to a teammate. Bodies fly below the rim. Offensive foul. Zane Paul of Botkins. 13.3 left in the third. Botkins 26, Fort Loramie 22. At our third quarter break, we'll tell you all about Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Dylan Topp on the floor for Botkins. Final 13.3 of the third period. Fort Loramie's got to go the length of the court. Nate Meyer in backcourt to Caleb Maurer. Maurer with 8 seconds to go. Veers up the floor off to the right. Jacks up a three ball over Jaden Pretty. No good. Strong rebound by Jacob Plyman. Gives to a teammate. Lost it. Colin Moore picked it up. Got the shot away, did Colin Moore. A three-pointer from 21 feet, but it hit the back flange. Third period in the books. Botkins 26, Fort Loramie 22. You know, physical therapist Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie has got 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, neck and back pain, bulging discs, even headaches. Pinnacle accepts most major insurance plans, including Anthem, Medicare, and workers' comp. You may not need a doctor's referral. customized treatment programs at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. And to maintain great progress, a specialized home plan is arranged for you. The time and effort you invest in physical therapy are worth it. For sure, it's a good idea to get to know a superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy keeps you moving forward. Big game tonight. Botkins would love to win and take its second game in the league on the road. It's already won at Jackson Center. Meanwhile, Botkins is trying to give Fort Loramie a home loss. Fort Loramie lost on the road on Tuesday to Anna. Here's a drive at Caleb Maurer to start the fourth quarter. He took the ball from the top of the circle, sidestepped a Botkins player, went to the baseline, had the ball stripped. A lot of contact, though, and it was ruled to be in the act of shooting. That's a break for Fort Loramie. Two shots, Caleb Maurer, the first, dead center. Fort Loramie creeps within three, 26-23. Botkins hasn't scored in nearly 2.5 minutes. Caleb Maurer is dead center on both, and Fort Loramie's within two, 26-24. In fact, Fort Loramie scored six in a row, once down 26-18, with 3 minutes left in the third period. 3.5 minutes now for Botkins without a point. Here's Jacob Plyman, top of the circle. Left side, Jaden Pretty. Goes baseline against Caleb Meyer, cut off. Feeds into the lane to Holman. Ball popped free. Holman gets it back. Deep left corner, Pretty. 7:18 to go in the fourth. Did I say third quarter? I should have said fourth.
It's fourth.
2-point lead, Fort Loramie. It's getting tight.
I think this is where it's going to get interesting.
A lot of pressure being felt out there right now. Fort Loramie has shut out Botkins for 4 minutes in this game. Top of the circle, Carter Plyman. Outside the arc on the left, it's Jacob Plyman. Fort Loramie's done a real good job on the guards and wing players of Botkins tonight. Jacob Plyman has really hurt Fort Loramie, though, inside. Top of the circle, Carter Plyman against Caleb Maurer. Dumps it to Pretty, left side. The ball's at his feet. It's loose on the deck. Fort Loramie digs it off the hardwood. Caleb Maurer's got it. Here's a wraparound by Botkins and a foul. Team foul six on Botkins. Fort Loramie not in the bonus yet. Only one on Fort Loramie in this half. 6:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Botkins 26, Fort Loramie 24. Botkins pressuring the Redskins in backcourt. Botkins now working on a 4.5 minute stretch without a point. Far right side, Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. He's hemmed in the corner by Pretty of Botkins, who causes a turnover. Last touched by Maurer of Fort Loramie. That's the right call. Redskins bench not pleased, but Jaden Pretty harassed Maurer and forced the mistake. 6:18 left here in the fourth. Botkins clings to a 2-point edge. 26-24. Zane Paul, 30 feet away, goes to Pretty in the right corner. Fort Loramie doubles him, make him give it up. Ball rotated out on top. Trojans peer inside for Jacob Plyman. Cross court to Pretty. Pretty wanted to penetrate, couldn't. Mid-post area, Plyman. Deep left corner, Pretty. Goes baseline. He's crowded by Caleb Maurer, who got a piece of him. Common foul. 5:48 to go in the fourth. Botkins 26, Fort Loramie 24. Pretty will inbounds. Baseline left for Botkins. He goes to Carter Plyman in the corner. Picked up by Maurer. Straightaway, Pretty. Errant pass, trying to hit Carter Plyman, who is slicing through the paint area. It sailed over his head, not close. And Fort Loramie now with a chance to tie or take the lead. 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Colin Moore in backcourt to Nate Meyer. It has been a defensive tussle. And maybe tussle is a little light. Very physical game. Turnover starting them out. Mike, how many on each club?
Got 12
on Botkins and a 10 on Laramie.
Fort Laramie with possession after Botkins just smacked the ball out of bounds at the timeline. 5:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins in the lead by two. Top of the circle, Caleb Meyer for Fort Laramie. Shakes his man at the foul line. Fadeaway shot. Missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Botkins. Jaden Pretty. Up to Carter Plyman. Left corner, Zane Paul.
He thought about that one.
Yep, Redskins have had a couple opportunities to tie. Could not cash in. Here's Jaden Pretty on a drive. Down the lane for Botkins. High off the window. Good. It hit the backboard and fell through. 28-24 Botkins, and what has been called after the make by the Trojans? Perhaps a technical foul against Botkins? I'm not sure what happened. Did Jacob Plyman send an arm or a hand off the backboard? As the shot was going in, I'm not sure what happened.
I'm not sure.
Technical foul against Botkins. Caleb Maurer at the free throw stripe for Fort Laramie. He swishes the first to make it 28-25. Caleb Maurer is short on the second, and the lead for Botkins is three.
Here's where the interesting part is. You've got 16 fouls against Botkins and only two for Laramie.
Yep.
That may come into play.
Yep. Redskins are in the bonus. Next foul, and Botkins sends Fort Laramie to the free throw line. Only thing I saw was the fact that maybe Jacob Plyman swung his fist up against the backboard as the shot was rolling around in the rim, and it was deemed to be intentional. And Caleb Maurer at the free throw line for Fort Laramie took advantage. Did he make both? Did Caleb Maurer make? He went one for two. Is
one
that
for
right?
Two.
One
yep.
for two.
Made the first one, missed the second one.
That's why the lead for Botkins is three. I don't want to miscommunicate to our listeners. The lead is three for Botkins. Caleb Maurer went one for two at the stripe on the technical free throws. Fort Laramie retained the ball. 4:17 to go here in the game. Excuse me. 3-point lead, Botkins, 28-25. At Jaden Pretty basket seconds ago. First points by Botkins in 6.5 minutes in this game. Somehow, someway, Botkins still leads. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Caleb Meyer deep in the right corner for Fort Laramie. On the arc to Nate Meyer. Straight away to Colin Moore. Fort Laramie down three. Caleb Meyer's got it 25 feet away. Picked up by Holman of Botkins. Caleb Meyer tries to shake his man, can't. Goes to Colin Moore, 3:40 left, fourth quarter. Cross court, Nate Meyer open, three-pointer, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd. Nate Meyer pumped in a bomb. A long rainbow by Nate Meyer. We are tied at 28. 3:22 to go in the fourth. Deep in the right corner, Carter Plyman for Botkins. Down inside to Jacob Plyman. He tumbles to the floor, fouled before Laramie. It's common. We're all the way down to 3:18 to go in this game. Nate Meyer's three-pointer at the 3:25 mark here in the fourth lifted Fort Laramie into a deadlock at 28. Team foul situation, 6 on Botkins, 3 on Fort Laramie. Botkins with the ball at midcourt. Here's Zane Paul. Jamison Meyer comes out to catch. Near side pass, Carter Plyman. Deep left corner, Zane Paul. Gets a screen from Holman. He peels to the rim. Paul goes foul line. Fadeaway, 16-footer. Bingo! What a basket by Zane Paul. He got separation, faded, knocked it down. Botkins up two. 2:48 to go in the fourth. Here's Colin Moore over the timeline for Fort Laramie. Now to Nate Meyer. Colin Moore has it. 25 feet away, looking for Caleb Meyer on the back cut, not open. And Caleb Meyer is nudged to the ground right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. Wow. 35 feet from the rim, over guarding Holman by Botkins, sending Fort Laramie to the stripe for the 1-1 with the clock stopped. 1-1 for Caleb Meyer. These are big.
Of course, he's got to hit the first to get the bonus. Unnecessary foul there by Bodkins, way away from the basket. Momentary delay, wet spot wiped up, giving Caleb Meyer extra seconds to think about this one and one. Swish! He nails it. 30-29. Bodkins up one. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Second free throw. Caleb Meyer dips the knees. On target again. 30-30 tie.
Great high school basketball.
Low scoring. It has been a defensive struggle. Very physical game. Winning team's not going to get 40 unless it goes OT. Who knows? It might go overtime. It did last year. Bodkins won that game at the Trojans gym. Holman top of the circle for Bodkins. 2:04 to go, fourth quarter. On a weave to Pretty. Pretty backs it out. He's near midcourt. 30-30 tie. Fort Loramie has not led.
Patience. Patience will be the name of this game.
Pretty on the bounce. Gets a screen from Jacob Plyman 30 feet away. Pretty starts to drive. Flares a pass left corner. Carter Plyman with a three. Oh, my goodness. Ice water in his veins. Carter Plyman, a fadeaway triple. Nearly out of bounds. Wow. What a shot by Carter Plyman of Bodkins. Timeout Fort Loramie. 33-30 Trojans. A minute 43 to go in the fourth. Let's take a quick break, Mike. We'll return on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
As we return to action here at Fort Loramie, Caleb Meyer just wished a long three ball. Sorry, we got back to you late. Big triple by Caleb Meyer to tie the count at 33, matching the three-pointer. Seconds before that from Carter Plyman of Bodkins. It's a 33-33 tie. Bodkins possession, a minute 28 to go here in the fourth. Very nicely run play by Fort Loramie to free Caleb Meyer straight away. Right, Mike? Meyer, not Maurer.
Yeah, that's correct.
And just before that, on the Bodkins possession, Carter Plyman had hit one fading out of bounds deep in the left corner. They don't forget now, Brookins in Fort Loramie, great food, 10 Elm Street. Stop in there tomorrow night for sure. Take advantage of the marinated pork chops. That's the Saturday night special. Get there early at Brookins because those pork chops are hot. They'll go fast. A couple delicious 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Roasted chicken, savory sandwiches, meaty and cheesy pizza. Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street. Drop by, tell Carl Arnes. You heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins can't be beat, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Looks like Bodkins may be going to go for one.
Well, they're going to slow it down for sure. Keep in mind now, Fort Loramie's got fouls to waste. Redskins have committed just three. So if Bodkin starts to penetrate, it would behoove Fort Loramie to grab an arm, keep Jaden Pretty from getting down below the foul stripe. Fort Loramie can waste three personal fouls, only three on Fort Loramie in this half. 47, 46, 45 seconds to go in the game, tied at 33. Bodkin's 33, Fort Loramie 33.
There's a reach-in foul, nearly a steal by Caleb Meyer at midcourt. Redskins can afford to take a couple more chances. 39.7 to go.
He almost got that cleanly.
It was close. Good call by the referee. He was right on it. He got too much arm, did Caleb Meyer. Ball thrown into backcourt by Holman of Botkins to Jaden Pretty. Tied at 33. Thanks to a pair of threes. One by Carter Plyman, one by Caleb Meyer. It had been at 30-30 with 90 seconds to go. We're now down to 24, 23 seconds remaining. We got a push-off foul against Fort Loramie, which now has just one more to waste. Team's fifth, 23.9 to go. Botkins 33, Fort Loramie 33. 2 years ago here, Zane Paul hit one from midcourt to lift Botkins to a three-point win at the buzzer. 12 seconds remaining. Paul's got the ball out near the timeline. A hooking foul committed by Burning, and Botkins gets a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 33-33, 11.1 to go. Botkins successfully worked the clock down. Now, is that correct, Mike, on team fouls for Fort Loramie? Five total in this half?
I have six.
I didn't think the sixth one was registered.
I don't think it did.
No, and that's critical because Fort Loramie does not have one to waste. Redskins here in the final 11.1 cannot go out and grab the driver because we think Fort Loramie's committed six. Scoreboard just says five. Count them up in your book, Mike.
I got them. One, two, three. I do. I have six. And it showed five before that last one, so I don't think the last one got registered.
And that may be a point of contention. Either five or 16 fouls on Fort Loramie. Game tied at 33, 11.1 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins has the ball near midcourt. Carter Plyman will throw in. Carter Plyman looks into backcourt to Jaden Pretty. 10, 9, Pretty guarded by Caleb Meyer. Pretty at midcourt. Goes down the left side of the floor. Well, scoreboard reads five. Now it says six. That's why I brought that point up. Because Fort Loramie does utilize a sixth team foul. And now Botkins has got to take it back out with only 5.4 to go. Good strategy by Fort Loramie to interrupt the flow of Botkins. Ball thrown to Pretty, top of the key. On the arc to Zane Paul for a three. It rattles out, no good. We go overtime. We go overtime here at Fort Loramie. We're tied at 33 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
It is a four-minute overtime here at Fort Loramie. Jump ball to start the extra session. Won by Botkins, Jaden Pretty at midcourt. Picked up by Caleb Meyer. Tied at 33. Botkins led Fort Loramie 19-14 at the half. Fort Loramie outscored Botkins 19-14 in the second half. Baseline left. Jacob Plyman with the ball. Nate Meyer tries to guard him. Help, help is coming from a teammate. And Colin Moore arrives. 5 second call against Botkins. Good D by Fort Loramie. Another turnover for the Trojans. 3:33 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie has not led in this game. Dribbling up the left side goes Burning for Fort Loramie. Burning outside the arc to Caleb Maurer. Maurer retreats. He's 35 feet away. 3:18, 3:17 to go in the OT. At Bodkins, 33. Fort Loramie, 33. Ball bounce baseline right to Nate Meyer. He tries to throw a tight bounce pass across the bottom of the key to Colin Moore, kicked by Bodkins. And the Redskins will throw it back in beneath the rim. Let's see what head coach Corey Britton has in store here. 3:11 to go in the overtime session. Ball thrown to Colin Moore in the corner. Looking down inside is Nolan Burning for Caleb Maurer, and Maurer's held. He's at the stripe with the 1-1. 3:07 to go in the overtime. Fort Loramie shooting the 1-1 for its first lead of this game. Caleb Maurer fires. He's got it. All court. Swish. 34-33, Fort Loramie with its first edge of the evening. Second shot, Caleb, dead center. And now Bodkins is behind. We'll see how the Trojans respond. 35-33, Fort Loramie. Bodkins guards tonight. Pretty and Paul, how many points, Mike?
We've got 4 for Pretty, and Paul's got 8, with 2 of those coming on threes.
3 minutes even left in the OT session. Here's Jacob Plyman, 25 feet away for Bodkins. Nate Meyer has done as well as he can. And over the course of the game, Meyer with help has done a pretty good job against the 6'6 rugged Jacob Plyman, who's now out on the arc with Zane Paul, who then retreats to midcourt. 2-point lead Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the OT. Deep in the left corner, it's Pretty. They look inside for Plyman. Little pick and roll, nothing doing. Pretty dumps it right corner to Paul. Step back three, 28-footer. Oh, he hit it. Oh, he hit
foul.
It. Oh, what a shot. Oh, what a shot to Zane Paul. He was decked as he scored from long range. Zane Paul, terrific Zane Paul, shot.
3-point shot.
He made the long mid-court bomb 2 years ago here at the buzzer to lift Bodkins to a 3-point win over Fort Loramie. And he just tossed one in right then. And he was belted to the ground just as he released it. The free throw by Zane Paul is good. And just like that, the 2-point Fort Loramie lead is wiped out. And Bodkins is up but 2. 37-35, 2:17 to go in the OT. What a shot by Zane Paul. Here's a drive by Caleb Maurer down the right side of the lane. Twisting and turning, bank shot of beauty. We're tied right back up at 37. Fine maneuver by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. 2 minutes to go in the OT. Bodkins 37, Fort Loramie 37. Here's Jaden Pretty between the rings, outside the arc to Paul. Weaves it near side to Carter Plyman. Left side, Jaden Pretty. Gets a screen from Holman. Pretty into the lane. One-hander, 8-footer. Beauty by Pretty. Matching the shot by Maurer. Whistle blows. Count it, plus 1. Jaden Pretty. Superb penetration. Got below the foul stripe. Arched it in with one hand as he was trying to fend off the defender who fouled him. Using the left. Soft touch, but Pretty made it. Free throw, feather-like touch. Front rim, backboard, down through. And Bodkins with a 4-point play and a 3-point play in the overtime. Leading Fort Loramie now 40-37. 90 seconds to go in the extra period. Burning on the arc for Fort Loramie. Now to Caleb Maurer in the corner. Nate Meyer straight away. Fort Loramie behind the 3. Both teams in the bonus. Here's Colin Moore. Caleb Maurer behind the screen. Right wing doesn't shoot. Nate Meyer straight away. Burning left flank. Fakes left. Goes right. Into the corner. On top, Colin Moore. 1:06 to go in the game. In the overtime period. Burning's got it straight on. We've got a timeout by Fort Loramie with 61 ticks left on the clock. And Bodkins up by 3 over Fort Loramie in the overtime period. It is 40-37. We will keep it right here and recognize our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com.
thanks to a couple of new ones, Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com for more information. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster. SECURCOM.com. SecureCom. The pros in protection. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What is your favorite thing? Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Plus Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency again. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc. The industry's clear choice. Fort Loramie behind by three. A four-point play, a three-point play by Botkins in the extra period. 45, 44, 43 seconds to go. Botkins 40, Fort Loramie 37. Redskins have the ball. Near midcourt, it's Nate Meyer. Bounce pass to Colin Moore between the rings, and Fort Loramie gets yet another timeout. Head coach Corey Britton to set up a play. Redskins don't need to go for a triple. Would like to make 3 points on this possession. Both teams are in the 1-1. Yep, the holidays are a great time of the year, but a hectic time of the year, too. Don't stress over finding that perfect gift. Give them what they really want, money, and spend more time enjoying the holidays. Use Zelle in your Osgood Bank mobile app to send money to a friend before the end of the year to be entered for a chance to win $2,500. For more information, visit OsgoodBank.com. That's OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. 36.7 to go here in the overtime session. 40-37, Botkins up three. Fort Loramie inbounds, 18 fouls each way. Both clubs in the 1-1 bonus. Let's see what Fort Loramie has derived for this possession. Here's a wild shot, baseline right on the run. Caleb Maurer couldn't hit the rim. Stick back was short. Good defense around the basket, but Botkins, which eventually gets the ball, staving off that Fort Loramie possession. Foul against the Redskins. Devin Radiman picks it up. Botkins shoots the 1-1 up three with 22.5 to go in the fourth. Heck of a game. Botkins now with a chance to stretch the lead to five. This would make it mighty tough on Fort Loramie in the final 22.5. 1-1, Jacob Kleiman. Oh, that ball rattled for 2 or 3 seconds in the cylinder. It kept bouncing around and finally caught the twine and went down through the netting. Free throw good, but Jacob Kleiman to make it a 4-point Botkins lead. And now it's a 5-point Botkins lead. Botkins beat Fort Loramie in overtime last year at Botkins. 18 seconds to go in the overtime. Here's Caleb Maurer in the lane. Fadeaway shot, 10-footer, well guarded. Missed it short. Rebound Botkins. Trojans have got the board. A double foul situation at the stripe. Two free throws coming. 10.5 remaining. Botkins up 5, 42-37. And this one is just about in the bag for Botkins.
I would say.
A huge overtime triumph on the road at Fort Loramie. The Redskins came all the way back to knot the count at 33 at the end of regulation to force OT. Free throw, Carter Kleiman is in. This Botkins team proving it can win any way imaginable. Slow it down at Marion Local. Botkins wins 42-30. Anna pushes it up and down the floor, and Botkins runs away from Anna, 67-43. Botkins goes to Jackson Center, well known for its defense, and Botkins pours in 68 points. Botkins played mostly Fort Loramie's way tonight.
and is up 7 with 10.5 to go in the overtime. It's 44-37 Botkins after two free throws from Carter Plyman. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. You know, Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. And at Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take great pride at Tom and Jerry's in offering prompt and professional assistance. Here is Fort Loramie quickly down the floor with 5 seconds left. A long three-pointer, 30-footer, left flank. Nolan Burning off the mark, no good. Buzzer sounds, that's it. Botkin survives on the road. Big win for the unbeaten Trojans, who advance to 5-0. Botkins turns back Fort Loramie 44-37 in overtime. That's Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie. Simply make an appointment now. Go to the company website, tomjerrys.com. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit tomjerrys.com. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our sponsors in Rushi. We salute the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks so much to Jolene Renderly and her fine shop at the Jewelry Barn east of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. That's the Jewelry Barn. Take advantage of big price reductions all the way up to December 24th, 15 to 50% off at the Jewelry Barn. And thanks as well in Rushi to Superior. Yes, hello. Yep, Superior Aluminum. As fans come walking by saying hi to us here at Media Row, thanks to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company. Thanks to both all the staff and associates at Superior and Francis Schulte in Rushi. And Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. We salute Hoing & Hoing, a fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoing & Hoing has a great reputation, 200 years of experience among its current employees. Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. If you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing & Hoing has lots for sale on Retker Road. They're in the Anna School District. Offer high-speed internet for info and to start designing your dream home. Call 937-394-7144. Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. What you can imagine we can create at Hoing & Hoing in Anna. Final score once again, Botkins in overtime over Fort Loramie. A final tally, 44-37. 7-point win, correct, Mike? 44-37.
That is correct.
Overtime saw Botkins pour in 11 points to just 4 for Fort Loramie. Mike, let's take a look at our final scoring in this game.
Let's go for it. Over on the Botkins side, I think Zane Paul is the standout. He ended up with 12 points. Jacob Plyman with 15. Carter Plyman with 8. Jaden Pretty with 7. And 2 by Denton Holman. And they were 7 of 8 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And then over on the Fort Loramie side, 17 points for Caleb Maurer. 8 for Caleb Meyer. 8 for Nate Meyer. And 4 for Nolan Burning, and they were 8 for 9 from the free throws. So only 2 free throws were missed the entire game.
I'm going to go with our Clancy Stars, Jacob Plyman. He set the tempo for this game for Botkins. Fort Loramie just really didn't have an answer. Plyman was outstanding on the interior for the Botkins Trojans. Caleb Maurer, star of the game for the Fort Loramie Redskins, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So we've got a great game for you tomorrow. Tip off about 1:30 online and on the radio just before 1 as the Fort Loramie girls take on Minster. Should be a great game. Those two clubs were on a collision course to meet in the state championship in girls D4 last year. That's when the health crisis hit. State tournament was halted. And Fort Loramie and Minster did not play the regional semis, didn't have a chance to meet in that state championship game last year. And Fort Loramie won the regular season tilt last season at Minster. The two teams collide tomorrow right here in the same gym. We're on the air a little before 1, tip off a little before 1:30, more than likely tomorrow afternoon. Fort Loramie girls, Minster girls, both unbeaten. We got a chance to see Minster last night against New Bremen, and they'll provide formidable opposition for Fort Loramie tomorrow, to be sure. Redskins rolling along unbeaten, having played three more games than Minster to date. But it should be a very fine contest for sure. Two of the most outstanding girls Division IV teams in the state of Ohio. And we're right back here again on Tuesday. The Fort Loramie boys play St. Henry. The Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. That's on Tuesday night. Action online and on the radio just before 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. So many thanks to our board operator, Derek, back at WMVR, Mike Wick alongside. And so gracious tonight was Brett Meyer, longtime boys basketball coach at Botkins. And he was our pregame guest, provided some great insight. And so many of the things he talked about really came to fruition tonight. Botkins did prevail by 7 in overtime, the Trojans proving that anyway, you want to play, Botkins will play you. And Botkins has now won 5 on the season. Botkins 5-0, Fort Loramie slides to 3-2. Botkins' next game, by the way, is 1 week from tonight, home against Houston. On Tuesday, December 22nd, Botkins travels to Fairlawn. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has got a road game at New Bremen tomorrow night and another game against a MAC opponent on Tuesday, December 15th, and another game against a MAC opponent on Saturday, December 19th in Versailles. Fort Loramie now 3-2, as I noted. Botkins 5-0. Botkins wins it by 7. Fine game. Glad you could join us. For all of our listening audience, WMVR and online, thescoresbroadcast.com. Thanks. Alongside Mike Wick.
Nice being here. Great game.
Thank you, Mike. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where Botkins defeats the Redskins in overtime in a thriller, 44-37.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.